Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat for Friday, May 6, 2011. I'm Lisa, and joining me today are Steve, Lauren, Chris, Bob, and Natalie. On today's show, we are going to be bringing you news from all around Disney. And we're going to be talking with Josh, who is with Planet Disney. And we'll talk more about that in just a little bit. And we're going to do kind of a mishmash of announcements and news, kind of put it all into one because it's hard to draw that line between the two tonight. So let's jump in with our news and announcements, our announcements. I know, I'm such a dork. I know. Oh. Anewsments? Maybe? I don't know. Okay, so Lauren, you have something to start us off with?
I do.
Drum roll.
Better late than never. But Disney has announced the Memories Vacation Package plus free dining. Woohoo!
Yay! They announced it 20 days too late.
Yay! We predicted it.
We knew it was coming. You know, yeah. we set it out there. We let everybody know it was coming. The dates are August 28th through September 24th, so you have to arrive on or before September 24th. The booking window is May 2nd to August 27th. So you need to book at least 3 nights with a 2-day Magic Your Way pass, and you will get free dining for Value Resorts. You're going to get quick service, and you can upgrade for a fee to...
it's not much.
No, it's not much to plus dining. And then for a moderates or deluxe, you can get the plus dining for free. And the memories package also includes a photo book, which is something different this year.
I like the photo book personally.
Do you? I think you're paying for it.
Well, you are paying for it. You're paying like $90.40 or $90.80, something like
that.
Yeah,
I'd rather get the free dining and skip it.
Well, given the option of the memories package or no free dining.
That's true. I'll take the photo pass.
Yeah. I don't think it's a horrible... I mean, you're paying $90. It's not going to kill you.
But it's not free.
It's... The dining's free.
The dining's free.
The book is not free. They say buy the memories package and get free dining. So it's exactly what you're doing.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah. So I'm fine with it. I think it's a nice little twist. It's smart of Disney. Instead of just putting it out there as free dining, they're saying, you know what? Buy this. We'll get you interested in it. You're going to buy it every time you come here because it's so wonderful, because it is. And we'll give you free dining. So I think it's smart marketing.
I know this offer wasn't as good as, well, perhaps not as good as what we had hoped for. And I know a lot of people who are going later, maybe they're a little bit disappointed, you know, that it only runs through September 24th.
Well, I think it's pretty likely that they'll extend it, don't you?
I think so.
Yeah, but you know, you'd look at it and think it's just as good almost in the moderates if you're going to do the plus, because it includes the plus dining and you're not having to pay, so it's actually cheaper if you're going to stay in a moderate this way than
you get a little bit of a higher grade resort probably for close to the same amount of money.
Right, as where before you were having to pay to upgrade for your dining. Where it was just quick service.
Any other news stories, announcements?
So next week we have a listener question show. So if you can post your questions on Facebook, or you can send them to comments@mousechat.net. We've got a couple questions already, so we're saving them up. So any Disney-related questions, or if you have any questions for any of us, I guess those are fair game as well. Send them to us, and we should, if we read them on next week's show, we'll enter you into a drawing for something Disney. We still have to figure out what it is. So I guess we'll
announce
that next
stock.
Week. Yeah, we'll have to go through our vault of Disney stuff and see what we can give away.
Vault of Disney stuff.
when Lisa's sleeping, I'll go into the closet and get something.
Don't touch my stuff.
So I did happen to hear a news story about that missing crew member. Apparently, there's some news out recently. If you recall, a few weeks back, a crew member aboard the Disney Wonder unfortunately went missing during one of the Mexican Riviera cruises. And despite full searches of the entire ship and interviews with crew members and guests on board, this crew member was apparently lost. They had no idea what happened to her. And she was a crew member from the UK. Well, now the Daily Mirror, which is a English newspaper, is reporting that there has been recent activity on her credit cards, which means either someone has been using them. Either she's alive somewhere, or someone found her credit cards and is using them. So that is being investigated. But apparently, the article also reported that a crew member did tell officials during the investigation that they witnessed her jumping overboard the day that she disappeared.
Hmm.
So again, they are still looking into it, but they're, you know, if the Daily Mirror is to be believed, if this is accurate, someone is using this crew member's credit cards, and hopefully the case is that she's alive and just got off the ship somehow, and that no harm came to her, and that she, you know, is in fact just, you know, for whatever reason, got off the ship and just didn't tell anyone. That's just interesting because you hadn't heard anything for weeks, and then this article came out.
Okay, I've got an announcement, I suppose. Pixie Vacations is going to be offering exclusive packages for the Star Wars weekends that are coming up. They're going to be available for, let's see, May 27th, June 3rd, and June 10th. And these will be for the weekends, just so you can get out there. If you wanted to add a couple of days, this will all be based on availability. But we have some great rates that are going to be interesting to you. We have secured, it's about 45% off the room rate. And you're going to get, it would be a package that includes your room and tickets and dining. You can add hoppers if you want. But what we're going to also offer is a free day at a water park, which would be Typhoon Lagoon or Disney's Blizzard Beach Water Park. Or if you wanted to go to Disney Quest for a day, we're going to give you a ticket to that. You're going to get some great discounted rates. And these are going to be available at select resorts. The resorts that are going to be available during these three particular weeks, we're going to have Disney's Boardwalk Inn. The standard rate typically at the Boardwalk Inn for this time of year, let's see, it's $420 a night. We're going to be offering that at $234 a night. We're going to offer the same thing at the Yacht Club. The standard rate on that is $410, and the rate that we're offering is going to be $234. So you get a great discount on those deluxe resorts. And then we're also going to offer a moderate Coronado Springs. Typically, this time of year, if you call Disney right now and ask them to get you a rate, it's going to be $205. And we're going to tell you that it's $136 per night. These prices do not include tax, so tax is additional. And the dates, again, are going to be May 27th, June 3rd, and June 10th. Great opportunity to get down there and see the Star Wars weekends and get a great package rate. So please contact us at pixievacations.com and ask for one of your favorite Mouse Chat podcast members, and they're going to help you put this package together and give you a quote. Check it out.
And is it running through those dates? Like if you were arriving on, let's say, 5/25 and leaving on 5/30, you would get this rate? Or do you have to check in like on 5/27, 6/3, or 6/10?
Right now, we have it for the weekend only, so it would be Friday and Saturday nights.
Okay.
If you were interested in coming in on the 25th and leaving on the 30th, like you said, it's something that we can check availability, see if we can negotiate something there.
Okay.
So,
I presume people looking into this package would have to book for both nights.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So we're really excited about these new packages that we're able to offer. And
I love it.
And it should be, hopefully it's going to be a big success. Yacht Club, $234 a night. That's unheard of. And Coronado, that one blows me away too. Actually, all three of them blow me away. But these are special offers that we're going to be doing. If you're interested, definitely call or email. You can go to the Pixie website and put in a quote request. In the notes section, you should definitely put a note saying that you want the Star Wars weekend package that you heard on Mouse Chat.
Now, we also have a $250 Pixie Vacations gift card that we're giving away for anybody who books a Disney vacation for the month of May or the month of June. So if you book a package that's $2,000 or more, we'll enter you into a drawing for a $250 Disney gift card.
Yep, just a Disney destination that is $2,000 or more, and then you'll be entered, and you have to do it within the months of May and June, or June, and then you're entered to win the $250 gift card, Disney gift card, of course. And this Disney gift card can be used at any of the parks, and it can also be used at a Disney store. And one more thing that I wanted to announce is that the tickets for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, as well as Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, are now available for purchase. Those are awesome parties. It's an event ticket, so they close the park to anyone that doesn't buy the ticket. And there are select nights, select dates in, let's see, for the Very Merry, you're going to be in November and December. And then for the Not So Scary, you're part of September and all of October. Now, these event parties, they run from 7 p.m. to midnight. However, not a lot of people know that Disney will actually let you in at 4 o'clock on this event ticket. So you'll be with the general public from 4 to 7. And then if you don't have a wristband that they give you when you have this ticket, they're going to kick you out of the park. So all those non-event people will get kicked out. And they have all kinds of characters. They have food and fun and music and dancing. Couldn't get Lauren to stop dancing with Stitch.
Oh, I had such a good time.
Yeah, that was great. And Chip and Dale.
I think I danced with them for over an hour.
It was over an hour. Yeah.
I was definitely character hogging that night.
You didn't care.
Nope. I was pushing little kids out of the way.
I was going to say that little 8-year-old girl. She's like, eh. Okay, so we're going to move on to the main topic. And today we have Josh, and he's from Plan It Disney. And welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Very good. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about Plan It Disney and what it does, how you came up with it, why people would be interested in this, and anything else that you want to tell us about Plan It Disney.
Sure. Plan It Disney is a new website, www.planetdisney.com. And what it is, it's a map-based travel planner for Disneyland and Walt Disney World. And what that means is that we have a complete set of highly detailed travel maps for Disneyland and Walt Disney World. And users can log onto the website, check out all the kind of things to do and see at Walt Disney World, you know, restaurants and attractions, hotels, events, transportation. I mean, just a ton of stuff. And add it to an itinerary from the map. Where they can go in, you know, minute by minute and plan out their trip. And then we have some tools on there that allow you to figure out how much the trip would cost and budget out your trip and all the little details there. And finally, you can go ahead and book it yourself or use one of our partner travel agents to finish up the trip and book it for you.
Okay. And I'm going to point out, because people are probably out there typing in PLANET, it is PLANET, Plan It Disney. So if you want to find it, type it in correctly. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's Plan It, you know, like we're going somewhere and we're having a good time doing it. So, the site came about 2 years ago. I created a couple of iPhone apps called eTicket. eTicket Walt Disney World and eTicket Disneyland, and they were iPhone-based, trip planners for the parks. And I realized that, only really iPhone users have access to it then, and that leaves a whole lot of people out. And there's only so much you can actually do with an iPhone app. It's not quite as powerful as you know, a real computer and a real internet connection. And so I started building planetdisney.com about a year ago, and we actually just launched. I don't think the site's more than 2 weeks old. So we're, you know, going through the growing pains and fixing bugs and things like that. But so far, feedback's been pretty good.
Now, Josh, how did you come up with the idea, I guess, of Planet Disney? You were talking about the iPhone app, but I guess what was involved in getting the application built and all the points of interest put in?
Yeah, it's doing something like this is a ton of work. I've always been interested in maps and mapping, and you know, there's some great applications on there on the web. You know, the big one being Google Earth, where really you can travel anywhere in the world. Zoom down at a very close level, you know, with a satellite photo image, and sort of being able to go somewhere and see stuff without leaving your home. And that's where the idea for Planet Disney came about. These parks are very large. They're very complex. There's thousands of things to see and do. And the thought was that, well, hey, you know, wouldn't it be great if I could travel to Walt Disney World, sort of get a virtual tour of the place and start to plan my trip out, you know, by using this map instead of, you know, just looking at things and reading websites and getting information that way. It's not very interactive. So a map is very interactive. We have over 3,000 points of interest that we've mapped in the parks. And probably the best part about it was I had to go and map out every single one of these locations myself. I've got a very small team here. It's only two of us at the moment. And so I went to Disney World over the course of a summer and stood in front of 3,000 different points of interest and snapped a photo and took a GPS reading of everything. And that was quite an adventure, actually.
Oh, pretty cool.
Sounds very time intensive. How long did it take to get everything at least logged?
At least logged, I did two 5-day trips out to Disney World, so 10 days total. And those are full days. Those are park opening to park closing. And, you know, the parks weren't too bad, but, you know, it was getting around to all the different hotels. You can't take a bus, you know, hotel to hotel. So it was either, you know, hopping over a fence or crawling through bushes, you know, to get to the next resort over, you know, that's within eyesight. But there's
security.
No way to get there. Yeah, exactly. I never got caught. But a couple times I should have. I was in some places on my hands and knees getting scratched, crawling through the underbrush just to literally go, you know, 200 yards across, you know, across the resort. There's just no way to get there other than bushwhacking. And yeah, it was fun. But 22 miles, I mean, I did one trip out there. I think I did 22 miles in one trip just walking. So it was a lot of back and forth.
Wow. Holy cow.
Labor of love. Jeez.
Where did you come up with the idea?
Well, like I mentioned before, it was just to use a map to do some virtual tours, to be able to go someplace where you might not have been able to see it otherwise as quickly. You know, it's really, if you were on the Planet Disney site and looked at the map, literally everything has been mapped out, and you could click on any of these points of interest and see a photo and a description of that location. And I just don't think there's anything else out there that you can do it that quickly and that comprehensively as Planet Disney. I just don't think there's another map out there that has this much information on it.
Now, do you find that guests, I know it's only been a few weeks that they've been using it, but do you find that they're doing the planning part first, or you also mentioned budgets, are they kind of starting with the budget piece, or kind of people use it every which way?
Well, the main workflow typically goes from, you know, exploring the map to finding points of interest, adding them to an itinerary, planning out your schedule using our calendar planner. Which is all drag and drop, by the way. So you take these events that you see, or these points of interest you see in the map, and you literally drag them into a time slot in the planner. And the final step then is to go into the budget. So the application can help you figure out your budget if you give it a plan first. It's smart that way. So it can look at your exact travel itinerary and look at things that typically cost more money on your trip that aren't included. So, you know, you typically have to pay for restaurants and some shows like Lanuba and your hotel. Those are all additional costs, or shopping. And the budget will then say, hey, you've got, you know, these restaurants that are in your itinerary that are not budgeted. Let's add them to your budget for you. So that's typically the workflow. Explore, plan, budget, and then book.
Okay. So if you see Richard Petty or Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique or something like that, you can pick it in the map view and then it'll show up in your budget view, and then you can type in the price.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And, you know, you can also set up an overall budget target for your trip. You know, let's say, you know, you've got a $2,000 budget for this trip, and you can keep track of it and to say, hey, I'm spending a little bit too much over here in this category, or, you know, I've got a little bit of money left over, you know, let's do some more shopping. So it's sort of nice to be able to do that just all in one place instead of having to set up a spreadsheet or, you know, a notepad and write this all down manually. This is just a faster, quicker, you know, hopefully more fun way of doing it.
Okay. And so then after they complete their budget, it looks like the next step on here would be for them to book the vacation to finish the workflow.
Yeah, absolutely. There's another version of this website called NoviMap, and NoviMap is a worldwide travel planner. Planet Disney is sort of a specialized version of this bigger application that I'm working on. And what I found was that that the planning part is actually the fun part. You know, looking at things to do, planning it out, budgeting, you know, that stuff is quick and it's fun. Where things got not fun for me was I was planning a trip to Europe this last summer. And I had used my application NoviMap to do it for me. And then it came to, once I had my plan all set up, to actually booking the trip. And that was the absolute worst part of the whole experience, because booking is very, very hard. There's so many variables and there's so many costs, and there's, you change one thing here and your train, you know, you'd miss your train somewhere down the road. And so the thought about this whole thing was, how do I make travel planning easier? And the thought was, well, it'd be great if I didn't have to book this trip myself. And I brought that over to the Planet Disney website and partnered with a couple travel agents out there that specialize in Disney travel planning. And, you know, users are free to book their own stuff, but for free. It doesn't cost anything to use a travel agent. You can have a travel agent look at your itinerary and your budget, help you sort it out and finalize it, and then do all the booking and all the hard stuff for you. You know, get your hotel set up, get all your ADRs, you know, planned out, so that you have a nice, fun, easy, enjoyable trip. Because I think that I've learned, if anything, from people that have used the site and that I've met at Disney, it's such a big place and it's so hard to know everything and get it right, and everything's so expensive that if you don't plan your trip you're just not going to have as good of a time. You're missing out on a lot if you don't know everything to do. And that's hopefully, you know, we're trying to make the trip more enjoyable for you by giving you the tools to plan a good trip and have it booked by somebody that knows what they're doing. Or, you know, again, if not, you're welcome to book it yourself. Whatever works for you.
And Josh, so once they, I guess, complete their budget, they complete their planning, they book their trip, can they use, I see they can print their budget and their trip. Can they use it on an iPhone, or is the print copy the best? Or when they go back to their hotel room and pull out a laptop, what's the best way to, I guess, keep up with it while they're at Disney World?
Yeah, you've got a couple options here, actually. You can print out your itinerary and your budget. If you printed out a hard copy, it actually gives you a separate page for every day. So you don't need to take this whole bound book with you if you're going for 10 days or something. You just take that sheet out for the day and you go. You can export your itineraries and your budgets either to a spreadsheet or Apple Calendar, Outlook or Google iCal. You can, and that just comes out of a file, and you could install it in any of these other programs, and then you're good to go there. And what's coming out here pretty soon is an iPhone version and an Android version of the app, where you can not only have the web version that's on your laptop back at home or in your hotel room, but you can take it on your iPhone and find out exactly where you're at in your plan, which is sort of fun. And again, that's based on the e-ticket app that I created in the past, but we're going to do a new updated version of it here coming out soon.
It looks like there's no cost for this application?
Nope, completely free.
Wow.
That's always nice. Is it going to stay that way?
It is always going to stay that way for users, yes. We've got some advertising that's going to run on the site, but it's unobtrusive and off to the side. And the hope is that down the line, actually, we'll probably be working with some of the partner agents to work with them closely and help them. If it becomes a strong tool for the agents, then that's, I think, where we could see some revenue coming in and how the site would make money. But for now, it's not my focus at all. My only focus is on making this usable, workable, work out all the bugs.
I have a question. The budget portion of it, when you add in, I'm guessing we have to incorporate what the fees are for what we're paying, right? We don't need to, it doesn't just pull things from.
Correct. At the moment, you're going to have to fill it. We'll give you hints about what kind of things that you need to budget for.
Right.
But you've got to tell the app what you're going to spend on it or what you think it would cost. And
your anticipated cost. Okay.
Exactly. Definitely looking down the road, though, to have this become a much smarter tool and to sort of be able to know what things cost a little bit more accurately to, again, help you out. But
everybody's doing it differently, and that's probably going to be a little bit more complicated down the road.
Complicated, but totally guilty. Totally possible.
Right.
It sounds so complex, but
I like it.
So do I. I think it's very cool.
I'm so into the map and the pins, and I like it.
Now, what kind of support is available?
I'm available. There's tech support. There's a set of tech support forums that you get right back to me, and I see those instantly, and I respond immediately. Fortunately, we haven't had, since I've released into public, we haven't had too many bugs pop up. So, if somebody finds something that's one out of date, I've got 3,000 points of interest I'm trying to keep managed. Sometimes I miss stuff. If something's wrong or misplaced or no longer valid, please let me know. I'll fix it immediately. And if something doesn't work, love to know that too. And I grew up here in going to Disneyland, and I do have a great love of the place. And that's sort of why we're doing this project first. I mean, it's not only a technical challenge, which is rewarding for me being a geek, but it's something I love, and I enjoy being in the parks and seeing how things change and evolve, and mapping things out and learning where things at and how they fit together. So this has just been a great project, very rewarding, and I look forward to making it even better as time goes on. So,
do you have some future plans? I mean, what do you want to incorporate into this? Where else can you go? Because it seems pretty darn complete. Aside from maintenance and updates.
There is so much, so many places to go. Like I mentioned, Disneyland, the whole goal of this is to make trip planning easier. It's such a big place, and it's so hard, and people miss out and don't get all they can out of their vacation. One of the big goals that we have here this year is to maybe incorporate pre-planned trips. So you can tell the computer, you can tell the application, hey, I'm going on these dates. This is where I'm staying. And, I've got a family. And the app can come back and say, okay, based on this, maybe here are the top 20 things you need to do, and I'll add those to your itinerary for you. And then if you want to go back later and switch them around and move them around, you can do that. But at least it gives you a base to start. Because right now, if you open it up, there's 3,000 things to do. That might be a little overwhelming. So the thought would be that we'd help you pare that down into something more reasonable for a trip.
And that right there just makes me giggle, because some people will say, well, I don't need more than 4 days in Disney, do I? Well, yeah, you might. Actually, I had one client just return, and they were dead set on a 4 day vacation, and this was their first trip. And they wrote back, and they commented that we were wrong. We should have done a longer trip. Next trip will be longer, and you just have to. So,
well, as a perspective, I'll add one more thing on that. Is that I went these trips for 5 days for me straight, and I went first trip. My wife went out with me, and the second trip I went out by myself. And literally, I was walking from sun up to sundown, and it took me 5 days continuously walking. I never went on an attraction. I never stopped to sit down and eat, but to walk the entire park and in all the resorts takes 5 days, almost sprinting.
So people wonder why you had that IV bag attached to.
I got sunburnt, my feet were torn up. It was quite, the adventure. I felt like I got my money's worth for sure.
Did you really not play at all?
Literally did not. 5 days nonstop. Didn't stop. Didn't sit down to rest. Nothing.
I don't buy it. I don't buy it. Not a single ride.
Nope.
I don't think
there was no time. It was a big project.
What was the hardest thing to capture? What was the hardest thing to get access to, or, get a good picture of? What was the biggest challenge?
Getting people out of the way. I want to take a picture of this building, and I don't want, a ton of people in it. And so that was hard, is finding the shot and waiting for it to clear so that you can grab a nice clean shot of stuff. And sometimes, I couldn't do it. Park was too crowded, and so just try to get the best angle I could, and took the took it with the people in it or not. But yeah, that was hard.
You're standing there in front of Rock and Roller Coaster, taking a picture of the awesome little roller coaster swirly thing at the beginning, and you don't ride it.
I couldn't do it.
Well, it's not like I went out there and just did these trips. I've been out many times last year. So I did get my playtime in. And literally, these trips maybe happened 2 weeks after each other. So, it totally was fun to see everything. I got to see things, all the resorts, which are worth a day or two just on their own. The pools,
In
some of these places, it's amazing. They're like little parks within themselves. So, Old Key West Resort, it's a beautiful, some of the grounds are just beautiful. So it was definitely fun to see all of that,
get totally you out of your. That. I think resort hopping is one of my favorite pastimes at Disney. Absolutely. The resorts are whether you're dining at a resort or shopping or just checking out the holiday decorations or the pools or the grounds, the lobbies, I just think the resorts are an attraction by themselves.
The Vault. The pools are amazing. You obviously can't go just swimming in any pool that you like. They try to keep it just to the guests that are staying there. But I was able to literally get into any location that I wanted. I was working and I was busy. I just ran past it. But man, would have loved to jump into some of these places. Just beautiful facilities.
Wow. I envy all that you have done on this. I think that would have been a just totally fun experience. Did you draw any crowds or attention? Were they looking at you like, what the heck are you doing?
Not out at Walt Disney World. This is a big difference. At Disneyland, definitely. Out here, security, they caught my wife taking a picture and taking a note in a notebook. And we got busted for that. Out in Florida, not at all, not in the least. But out here, I don't know what's different, or security concerns, or paranoia, or whatever it is. But out in California, we had to be a little more careful about what we were doing.
What was she taking a picture of, just to be nosy?
The Emporium, outside of the Emporium.
You're kidding!
With all the people taking pictures.
Yes. I think it was the notebook. I mean, she had a small pen and paper. She took a picture and then wrote, you know, a note about it in a notebook, and that's what drew attention.
Okay, so what happened? What they say, and did they think she was some sort of, I don't know.
They just asked, you know, what we were doing and what we were up to, and you know, and it got, it wasn't a really big deal at all. They just were curious, and yeah, we were off on our way.
Okay. It wasn't like an accusation type thing. It was just curiosity.
Absolutely.
Okay. Did you say come to planetdisney.com and have people book their vacations?
Actually, we've been told that some of them like to use the iPhone app, and they do, to guide people around the parks and point out things to them. So that's a case where a mobile version, like I said, which we're working on, just makes this whole thing, just completes the circle and makes it a complete package. So hopefully we'll have that out soon.
I don't know. I'm just fascinated by it, by all the work, the magnitude of the project, the detail. You said it earlier, to have people just play around with it. And the more you play around with it, the more you're going to get the hang of it. And then you're going to discover, oh, well, what does this do? And then you start to play with that and you'll get to figure that one out. So I think this is one of those things that is actually going to be a time investment, but the payoff is going to be incredible. That's just me.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. And anything I can do to make that easier or streamline it, people ask me, you know, how can I hide the sidebar? Well, there's anything you could want it to do right now, it actually doesn't.
You just have to figure it out.
You just have to figure out where it's at. I mean, if you want to jump, you know, from one park to another park, you can do that. If there's too many pins on the map, you can filter all of those out. It's just a matter of, and something I need to work on is find out what people expect and where they expect it to be, and then I can put it there. Because right now it works for me. In my mind, this is exactly what I want, and the way my mind works, it's ideal. But I'm not everybody, and so I need to make it make it work for everybody, just not myself.
You know what would be kind of neat is, you were talking about specific or customized or prearranged, I guess is the word,
yeah,
preset,
yeah.
Predetermined. Maybe that's the word. I'm sorry, I'm fishing. But if you had something like a family with kids under three, or, you know, something where they could find out, because families with teenagers versus kids in strollers, you're going to have two completely different trips. Versus a family that's a grand gathering with grandparents, you know, multi-generational grandparents, parents, and kids, it'd be neat to see something that shows what everyone can enjoy.
Would filter a filter, essentially, that would start to knock some of those. That's a great, great idea.
Because some people don't have a clue what they can do as a big family, and so they figure, no, I can't do it. Or they don't know what you can do with infants. You know, where you can bring, what rides you can bring an infant on, up to what age.
A lot of people think their kids are too young to go. Mm-hmm.
So, and when they're too young to remember is a great time to take the kids, because they're so open to it, to all the characters and the magic of Disney. And to say that you can't bring them because they're not going to remember it and you're going to wait, the joy that you as the parent will get out of seeing them experience these things and giggle and roll on the floor and, you know, tug on Pluto's ears, maybe a 2-year-old, 3-year-old is going to do that. And it could be magical. I've got plenty of memories and photos and videos of our kids when they were young, very young.
It's not about the memories that the kids have. It's about the memories you create.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's so true. It doesn't matter what age the kids are, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I do think that if you've got a bunch of kids under a certain age, that it could be difficult, but it can be done. Nap times, breaks, stay out of the heat. There are lots of tips that you can follow to have a good vacation with young kids.
Mm-hmm.
And
then you have a family too that has small ones. I have had one today, had a kid that was 3 and 1, then they had another set that was 11 and 12. You know, you have blended families now, and to be able to plan something like that would be good.
Absolutely possible. It's a very, very good suggestion.
Well, we'll watch for that little application aspect to come out. Okay, well, Josh, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. Is there anything that you want to say just to plug yourself real quick? Website, just plug yourself. Go for it.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. It's been great to talk about it. You can find the website again at planetdisney.com. That's PlanetDisney.com. Follow us on Twitter, Planet Disney, on our Facebook page, or you can email me directly at josh@planetdisney.com if you have any questions or concerns. So thanks again for the opportunity, and hope you enjoy the site.
Great. Thank you so much. And with that, we're going to wrap up the show for this week. You can download our shows at mousechat.net and also from iTunes. Please send us your comments and questions. And that's comments@mousechat.net. Join us again next week here on Mouse Chat.